We started our first coffee shop. We were a coffee roastery, started a few years back, but we actually went into cafes 2 weeks before COVID hit. We opened one in Canterbury, and then that was quite a success. Then we opened one in Dreamland in Margate. That's, of course, seasonal. So now we've looked at Folkestone for about the past year, looking at different units, and finally found them that we liked and managed to agree a nice deal on it. And I'm just really excited to be here to open it. So, yeah.
And what's the sort of reaction been so far then from people popping in? Good?
Yeah, positive? So far so good. We've made a lot of friends and had a lot of regular people come in already, and we've only been open for like 4 days now, so I'm really impressed with the reception, really.
Mm. And what was it about Folkestone that made you think this was a great place to sort of branch out to with a new venue?
Yeah, so I've seen Folkestone develop over the last 12 months in particular, and I think we're at a part of the town where we're just reaching up from the harbour, and I think this is going to be the start of the next wave of development into the high street. So I think we've got a good foot forward in the meantime, and I think it's only going to do better.
Excellent. And is it a bit of a slightly nerve-wracking time to do it, given the sort of wider economic picture?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, all business is a bit scary sometimes, but I think if you've got a solid product and the ideas behind it, if you're sure about what you're doing, then you're going to succeed no matter what the economic climate is. So just got to believe in what you sell and hope other people jump on the bandwagon. So.
Yeah, and I mean, Folkestone is well stocked for coffee places.
It is, yeah, it is.
That's a bit of a sort of running joke among the locals. It's almost a bit of a sort of Darwinistic sort of survival of the fittest, I guess, in a way, because the market will decide, won't it?
It will.
The product will what will...
Product talk for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think if we treat it a bit like a bit of a community hub, then make friends with the locals... all the staff we employ are local, so I think all they just need is a bit of training the way we would do things compared to other people, and the interactions with customers would be really genuine, and that's what customers come back for.
Yeah, and do you think that your business sort of fits in with that vibe of what you think Folkestone, you know, you said you've seen Folkestone developing, and
yeah,
you know.
I think we picked Folkestone because it does fit with what we're trying to do, and the kind of people that are moving to Folkestone or generally already here are people that we want to sort of be around, and I think, yeah, good vibes around.